This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the headlines and economic indicators that say the economy is doing all right, at the least, there is a huge slice of this population that just isn't seeing that. And it hasn't been seeing any signs of a growing economy for a decade or more. Chris Renati is a writer and photographer who's got a new book out about that group of Americans. It's called Dignity, Seeking Respect in Back Row America. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First thing I need you to do for me, I guess, is define back row America. That's kind of the thread that goes through this book.
It's the segment of America that doesn't have what I call an elite education, people who have finished high school. And if they have an education beyond that, it's primarily through community college or trade schools or state schools, smaller state schools. They tend to generally correlated with that is they tend to stay in the community close by to where they were born. Their lives are in kind of stark contrast to what I call the front row, which is myself, basically. Yeah. I'm a member of the front row who has a PhD has moved a lot. And I guess some people would call that the elites.
You alluded to it. I need to follow up because it goes to my next question. You are a physics PhD, right?
Correct.
You were a bond trader on Wall Street for something like 20 years.
Correct.
So tell me how you came to write this book, which was experiential. You went out and drove around this country for like 3, 4, 5 years.
Right. I would say a large part of what happened was the financial crisis made me rethink what I was doing as a banker and kind of making choices that had impacted other people's lives. And not really knowing what that impact was. I had always taken these long walks across New York, and I ended up going to parts of New York that I was told not to go to. Communities have been long stigmatized for having crime or poverty or drugs. I ended up spending so much time doing that that I ended up quitting my job in 2012 and spending 2 to 3 years in those communities in New York City. What I saw there so frustrated me that I felt kind of like I wanted to see if it was true across the rest of the country. So I got in my van and drove for 3 years.
And it is true, which is the narrative of this book. Chapter one of Dignity is McDonald's. You spent a lot of time in McDonald's across this country. How come?
Right. For the people at the on the most marginal parts of society, the homeless addicts, they spend a lot of time in McDonald's to gain a moment of dignity, kind of just be kind of invisible where people don't stare at them as kind of not being allowed to be there. This role McDonald's played in many communities that were otherwise devastated was as kind of almost a community center. It was kind of being used by retirees, other people who, blue-collar jobs, who would come in there every morning and get together with others and have group meetings. Or I even saw people playing, bingo games there.
Yeah, that was a crazy picture. They've got like the whole bingo basket and there's people around, sitting in McDonald's having a bingo game.
And church groups, people playing chess, people playing checkers, dominoes, the whole thing.
There's a question of value in this book, and you stated explicitly sort of later on, maybe even in the conclusion, about what we value in this economy and in this society. And you admit that you, for a long time, put a lot of value on the credentialed life, right? The elite school degree, the high-powered job. And in fact, what a huge chunk of this country values are other things like place and family.
Right. I call those kind of the non-credential forms of meaning or non-economic forms of meaning. When those things are erased or degraded, we don't really see them as great a loss as they are because we can't put a number to it. One of the negatives of the way we've moved the world in the last 30 years is the loss of community. When a factory leaves, it devastates a community. It doesn't just lose jobs. It loses so many forms of meaning that these communities are just completely devastated.
It is a profound book, honestly. Well worth anybody's time. It's called Dignity, Seeking Respect in Back Row America by Chris Renati. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You can see some of the pictures Chris made during his travels. We've got them at marketplace.org.